This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Russian fighter jet intercepted and struck the propeller of a U.S. military MQ-9 surveillance drone on Tuesday, causing it to crash into the Black Sea in the first such incident since Russia's invasion of Ukraine over a year ago. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, says Russian jets harassed the drone for 30 to 40 minutes.
One of the Russian Su-27 aircraft struck the propeller of the MQ-9, causing U.S. forces to have to bring the MQ-9 down in international waters. Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner.
NATO allies were briefed about the incident, which was roundly condemned by the White House and the Pentagon, which warned of the risk of escalation. Pakistani police are scuffling with former Prime Minister Imran Khan supporters outside his home in the eastern city of Lahore. About a dozen officers and some 35 supporters were injured in the violence Tuesday. A class action lawsuit has been filed against the parent company of Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO and its chief financial officer. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The lawsuit claims Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO Greg Becker, and its chief financial officer Daniel Beck did not disclose the risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. The lawsuit was filed by shareholders and seeks unspecified damages to be awarded to those who invested in SVB between June of 2021 and last Friday. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has shaken the technology industry and worried small businesses and individuals with deposits at the bank. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is VOA News. Cyclone Freddy has killed at least 190 people in Malawi. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Deaths from one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere have mounted into the hundreds in Malawi, the government said on Tuesday, after Cyclone Freddy ripped through southern Africa for the second time in a month. The district around the commercial hub of Blantyre was one of the hardest hit. Severe flooding and rain damaged roads and bridges, hampering rescue efforts. Freddy has also left a trail of destruction in Mozambique, where it made landfall over the weekend.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces what analysts say is his biggest electoral challenge in May elections by a man many call the Turkish Gandhi. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, leader of the country's main opposition, CHP party, announced his presidential candidacy in early March. He promises sweeping reform to curb the power of the presidency and return parliamentary democracy. But critics point out that the softly spoken Kılıçdaroğlu lacks the fiery charisma of Erdogan. However, analysts say February's deadly earthquakes are a political game changer, with outrage rising over construction failings and allegations of
streets of Paris as sanitation workers strike for a ninth day. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The creeping squalor is the most visible sign of widespread anger over a bill to raise the French retirement age by 2 years. Tourist Nadia Turquet says the smell and sight definitely affected her visit for the worse, but she sees the reason behind the mess.
Of course, it is an unpleasant experience, less for us, for tourists and for the locals. But if it does the job, then why not?
Strikes in France have intermittently hobbled other sectors, including transport, energy and ports. But French President Emmanuel Macron remains undaunted. I'm Karen Chamas.
North African nation Morocco will join forces with Spain and Portugal in a three-way bid to host the 2030 Soccer World Cup, officials confirmed on Tuesday. Spain and Portugal had initially been joined by Ukraine as a potential partner for their 2030 bid, but with the latter's war with Russia having no end in sight, Morocco have stepped in. Morocco's King Mohammed VI said in a letter read by the country's minister, quote, "This joint bid is unprecedented. It will bring together Africa and Europe, the northern and southern Mediterranean, and the African, Arab, and Euro-Mediterranean worlds." I'm Joe Ramsey. VO.